Few rabbis and Jewish scholars become part of the legends of non-Jewish people. But one, Rabbi Judah Lev ben Bezalel, who lived in Prague at the turn of the 17th century, has long been part of a Czech national legend which describes the creation of the mythical golem. The Jewish Museum in Prague has staged an exhibition at Prague Castle to commemorate the life of the great rabbi. Jan Richter has the details.
When Rabbi Judah Lev ben Bezalel, known in the Jewish world as the Maharal, died in Prague in September 1609, he was a famous scholar, a great teacher, and the only Jewish person ever to receive a personal invitation from Emperor Rudolf II. Much later, a legend emerged that the renowned rabbi had created an artificial being, the golem. Arno Pařík of the Jewish Museum in Prague is one of the curators of the exhibition entitled Paths of Life, after one of Rabbi Lev's books.
We would like to show the real life of Maharal, Yehuda Lev ben Bezalel, because he is known, his name is known, but everybody knows just the legends about him. So the first goal was to discover the reality, what happened, what was his life, what is sure about him. The legends originated later, long time after his death, and have their own ideas and imagination, which doesn't have much to do with the real life of rabbi, even excellent rabbi in 16th century.
After serving as the chief rabbi of Moravia in the town of Mikulov for some 20 years, Rabbi Lev moved to Prague, but only became the chief rabbi of Bohemia in 1596. 4 years earlier, the eccentric Emperor Rudolf II invited the rabbi to visit him at Prague Castle. The topic of their conversation remains a mystery to date.
This is the point when history and legends go together. They have a talk just between two people, so nothing is known what they talk about. Most probably they really talk about the Jewish mystic, Kabbalah. Because in the same time, Rudolf was very involved in this esoteric mysticism and astronomy, and this was most probably why he wanted to talk with Rabbi.
Besides focusing on the real life of Rabbi Lev, the exhibition also features artifacts from the emperor's court, as well as later works on the legend surrounding the famed scholar. And curator Arno Pařík says that there is one personal artifact that belonged to the rabbi himself.
There is, in fact, only one, in my opinion, the cup of Rabbi Lev, which is very nice silver work from end of 16th century, which was kept in the Jewish community in Mikulov for centuries, like a reliquary or like a cup of Rabbi Lev.
The exhibition Path of Life runs at the Imperial Stables at Prague Castle until the 8th of November. You can find more details at www.jewishmuseum.cz.
Jan Richter with that report, and tune in later this week for more on that new exhibition.